Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. Two deadly bombs ripped through Afghanistan's capital. Officials in Kabul say a twin suicide bombing in the capital city Tuesday killed at least 30 people and wounded more than 80 others. Witnesses say the insurgents targeted a convoy of officials leaving parliament offices. The death toll is likely to rise. Top security officials, civilians, and parliamentarians are said to be among the victims. Initial reports say that the suicide bomber blew himself up near parliament offices in the area of the city moments before another bomb detonated his explosive-laden vehicle in a bid to maximize casualties. Witnesses saw rescue workers and private citizens transporting victims to area hospitals, but routine evening traffic jams hampered the movement. The Taliban instantly claimed responsibility, saying the attack killed and wounded dozens of people. The insurgent group often issues inflated casualty tolls for such attacks. Russia on Monday rejected U.S. intelligence claims that it interfered in the presidential election won by Donald Trump, saying the accusations resemble a full-on witch hunt. Dmitry Peskov, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, said they're baseless allegations substantiated on nothing, done on a rather amateurish, emotional level that is hardly worthy of professional work of truly world-class security services. His comments were the Kremlin's first since the U.S. intelligence community said Friday it had high confidence that Putin personally ordered a campaign to undermine the democratic presidential electoral process in the United States. This is VOA News. California.